We're talking today with Brian Lindley, who is, of course, with the No Till on the Plains Conference based out of the Salina, Kansas area. And, Brian, I know we're literally just a few days away now from what is the 16th annual Winter Conference. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, the concept of No Till on the Plains and how it kind of got cranked up.
Oh, sure. We've been in existence back since 1992. It was a charge from the NRCS at that time. They were wanting to get more conservation on the ground, more farmer involvement, other than just, they really wanted to kind of develop a farmer leadership program to forward conservation. And throughout the years, a lot of those organizations and alliances just kind of died off. And we've always just kind of stuck around. We've been very strong. We're one of the strongest left in the nation. And indeed, with our winter conference, we work with a lot of international groups and speakers, and it's just built that reputation. And it's really neat. Our message, honestly, has not changed in the last 16 years since we've been doing the conference, longer since we've been in existence. It's always been about continuous no-tillage and making that information available for the producers, landowners, bankers, whoever wants to come and attend, and just learn those nuances about the system and generate profit for their operations. That's really what we're all about.
This year, your theme, building a solid foundation. Tell me how you came to that.
Too many late nights, perhaps. It truly is a systems approach. And for any system to succeed, you've got to have a very strong foundation. And when I got looking over the speakers that we've got, man, this is an all-star lineup. It's we're really privileged to have the people that we have. And a lot of them have been there from the very beginning. You can take their information no matter what part of the world they're from. It works. They've got tips and tricks and advice that you can apply to your farm and start building that foundation for success. And that's really what it's all based on.
I know that obviously it all centers around this whole concept of continuous no-till. And I know one of the things that you've always been kind of proud of is whether or not you're a rookie or you've been doing it for 15 years, there's something you can learn.
You know, that's truly the challenge of putting this conference together, because I still want to really push those guys that have been in it from day one. And yet we've got to, you know, outstretch that hand to people who are just now considering, you know, wow, you know, these input costs are getting to me. Labor's getting harder and harder to find. I really want to think about no-tillage. So, we want them to first realize that no-till is more than not tilling. It is a whole mindset change. The last thing we want a producer to go through is some sort of a learning curve that he's not prepared for that'll cost him money, because no one can stand that right now. It's way too volatile out there. So, you know, we highly suggest that they come, get their education, get their mindset changed, because honestly, you do need to rethink about everything that you've done in your previous farming, from fertility, nutrient management. We do integrate livestock in the system. A lot of people didn't think the two went hand in hand, and we believe it's a perfect fit. So there's a lot to learn.
I know that you also deal with a lot of things besides just literally the no-tillage systems. You talk about fertility. You talk about a lot of those kind of things as well.
Absolutely. We've got some just tremendous speakers. I mean, cover crops are a huge deal. Keeping that, everything in a healthy no-till system revolves around soil health. And honestly, the more soil health we can build into the system, the more forgiving and generous that system is. And good grief, after the summers we've had, you know, especially this last year, we're going to need as much protection on that soil as we can so we don't replicate the Dust Bowl. We're going to have that, think about it. We put that mulch over the soil, we cool that soil temperature down, and we can keep all that livestock in the soil alive and let it work for us. And we're going to cool those temperatures down enough that it's really going to be beneficial. But we leave that soil bare, it's exposed to the elements, it's at risk for erosion, and that puts our pocketbook at risk that we may not be able to recover from. And so, you know, we've got all these things to think about.
Now, somebody wants to come. It is a two-day conference, so Tuesday, Wednesday, January 24, 25 this year. How do they sign up?
Absolutely. They can call our toll-free number, which is 888-330-5142. And we've got a ton of information available on our website, which is www.notill.org.
And I know that one other thing that kind of is associated with the annual winter conference is you've got a day-long symposium the day after. You call it Agriculture's Innovative Minds, the AIM symposium. And a fascinating topic this year, pasture cropping.
Yeah, how about that? That's pretty wild, isn't it? We've got this Australian, his name is Colin Cease, and he has basically developed this system wherein he takes crops out of his perennial grasses. Every grass is going to go dormant. Well, what he does is he interseeds into it. He manages it for that crop. He does have livestock. He's a Holistic Management International certified educator. We believe holistic management is a major important cog in this sprocket to success that we talk about building this foundation. And so, to cover his topic, he's going to give a kind of a teaser talk during the winter conference so people kind of understand who he is and what he's about. But the AIM Symposium is a day-long, really intensive, roll up your sleeves and get to work type educational event to learn how pasture cropping, and he calls it no-kill cropping, can actually work and help you out. And I think there's, the first thing that comes to mind for me in the Midwest here is Kansas alone has over 250,000 acres coming out of CRP program. Well, come on. That's already been in no-till at least for 10 years. You don't want to destroy all that soil health that you've built. And he can show you how to put that immediately into production and, not have to go backwards. You don't have to tear it up with a plow or a disc or anything. You can go in there and start cropping immediately. And so it'll be very beneficial to all. I know he will talk about grazing and his grazing concepts. So, perhaps you're a cattleman and you want to hear one of the top grazers in the world, it's a great opportunity to come.
All righty, Brian. Thank you so much. Brian Lindley joining us today from No-Till on the Plains. That website, again, is www.notill.org. Their winter conference coming up in Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. At their Bicentennial Center there. It's a nice, nice facility, and we look forward to seeing you at this year's No-Till on the Plains. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.